Chapter 3, Extra 2. Nia Mingjue didn't know about the Dajia thing for probably longer than he should, given Nie Huaisang was making exactly zero effort to hide it. In his defense, Nie Huaisang's terrible memory meant that he called everyone older than him aunt and uncle, and everyone his age brother and sister. He had at least a dozen women he called Dajia on a regular basis. Most of them people Nie Mingjue had never met and had no interest in knowing anything about. How was he to know that this particular Dajia was, well, him? Baxia growled in the back of his mind and he rolled his eyes at her. Sure, it might be her nickname, but it was still his body. He had the right to know about things like this. He would never live down the shame over the fact that it wasn't until sect leader Yao, of all people, made a comment to him about it that it abruptly clicked. Tall and imposing, wooden-faced, with a heavy hand, not much of a talker. Thanks, Nie Huaisang. It was a good thing he knew that Baxia found most human naming customs absolutely pointless. And it was only because she liked Huaisang that she was indulgent with whatever he chose to call her without discrimination. Otherwise, Nie Mingjue would have asked her why she hadn't told him about it. Nie Mingjue eventually corners his brother about it. Dajia? He asked, eyebrows arched. Really? I needed something to call her, Nie Huaisang said casually. She's practically one of the family, after all. Didn't she help raise me? Calling her by name would be rude. Huaisang. Is this about the fact that she's a saber? You really shouldn't discriminate. Huaisang. You're always telling me to learn etiquette. This is etiquette. What's the problem anyway? It's not like you mind or care about being called Dajia. People would barely even notice. This was true. Qinghe never really cared about that sort of thing.
I'm not embarrassed about it, Nie Mingjue said, exasperated. That's not the issue.
Nie Huaisang crossed his arms in front of his chest defensively. Then what is the issue?
That you didn't tell me about it, Nie Mingjue exclaimed. Do you know how much I could have messed with Jingguangshan over something like this?
And now the man was locked away in prison over his crimes. The one Sue Yang had willingly confessed to without ever entirely realizing what they'd done was wrong. And his much more reasonable son was sect leader. And fooling Jin Zixun wouldn't be any fun at all. Oh, Nie Huaisang said, his shoulders going down, as he started to grin. Well, yes, there is that. In fairness, I only started calling her that after, well, after, so there wouldn't have been any time. A fair point, Nie Mingjue supposed, but he still scowled on principle. I'm pretty sure we can still get sect leader Yao to buy in, Nie Huaisang pointed out, and that made Nie Mingjue grin. Not if you make that expression, Daga. He'll think you want to kill him. Which, I know you sort of do, but you can't, so stop. Nie Mingjue rolled his eyes, but obediently rearranged his face. Better, Nie Huaisang said, sounding pleased. I'll help, of course, but in return you have to help me continue the thing I have going with Jiang Cheng.
The one where you're trying to convince him that you accidentally cultivated a saber spirit in a piece of pig iron instead of Aituan? He's never going to believe you.
He will if you back me up on it.